This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1688. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 25th, Afghanistan, Argentina, Australia, Azerbaijan, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Brazil, Cambodia, Canada, China, Cuba, Ecuador, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, India, Iran, Korea North, Luxembourg, Malawi, Mexico, Peru, Slovakia, Somaliland, Sri Lanka, Syria, Tajikistan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. If you long for soul music, S-O-H-L, the kind that used to be played by Radio Soul, the covert American-sponsored service to Afghanistan, which went off the air a few years ago, I'm hearing much the same music on an overt U.S. service to the Afghanistan-Pakistan border area, which is called Diva Radio, D-E-E-W-A. One of the first broadcasts of the day is at 0103 UT on 11895 via Sri Lanka, and that's audible here fairly well. I heard it around 0140 on September 22nd. And then there's another hour on the same frequency until 04, when the site is switched to Kuwait. The medium wave scene in Argentina, and especially the X-band, is ever-changing because so many stations are pirates. But here's one which is apparently legal since it has a call sign, and Arnaldo Slein in the Hajus Kutas group says it's just been reactivated after many months of absence. LRI 227, Radio Antares, as in the star, on 1650 kilohertz. Its slogan is La Emisora de la Familia, and it was heard September 22nd with Argentine folk music and commercial announcements, an address and phone number in Buenos Aires, and their website, www.am1650antares.com.ar. No North American reports in quite a while of the exotic Australian on 2368.5 kHz Radio Simban, or with the alternate Samoan programming called Radio LMS. Ron Howard in California says not even able to detect an open carrier through September 20th. For all of August and September, nothing heard on that frequency, checking between 1200 and 1430 UT. However, that was in reply to news from Ian Baxter near the station in New South Wales on September 20th, who said the audio and signal strength from Radio LMS 2368.5 seems a little louder the past couple of days, but it's still not strong. It's been buried in the mud for the past several weeks. Maybe a DX opportunity for some. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria keeps watch on 9677.6 kHz for the very off-frequency 10 kilowatt transmitter in Stepanakert, Nagorno-Karabakh, or if you prefer, Azerbaijan, which he has monitored carrying two different stations, and reports this activity. As of September 23rd and 24th, on Monday and Tuesday, he heard Voice of Tilishistan for 1 hour each at 09, 12, and 15 UT, but he says it's scheduled Monday through Saturday. And then on the 24th and 25th, Tuesday and Wednesday, he heard the other station, Voice of Justice, for half an hour at 06 and 1400. The 06 is supposed to be on Wednesday and Saturdays only, and the 14 on Tuesdays and Fridays. However, Dave Valqua in Pennsylvania reports to Hardcore DX hearing something on almost that frequency at a very different hour, 9677.58. A weak carrier, but definitely there. September 22nd at 0116 past 0130, with interference from both sides, CRI and Radio Free Asia. It went off just before 0148, and he assumes it's Voice of Tilishistan rather than Voice of Justice. Almost every day I have at least a detectable signal from Bangladesh Betar opening its Urdu service at 14 UT on 15505. I have fun timing the time signal, which is never accurate. Usually it's several seconds past, but the past couple of days they've omitted the time signal, making me wonder if my continuing critiques have finally reached them, that any station which cannot consistently broadcast an accurate time signal should not even try to. But of more interest is the English broadcast from Bangladesh at 12:30 UT on 15105. Usually that's been inaudible here. It's just too early before the band opens up, to what little extent it may anymore. But I was pleased to hear it on September 23rd. And they do run a time signal opening that broadcast, which on this occasion was only 6 seconds fast. After the news, they had a commentary about taxes, a bit of music, a talk mentioning the Supreme Court, and suggesting people should wash their hands with soap and water. The Bolivian on 6025 Radio Patria Nueva seems like an exotic catch to us because it's difficult to hear in North America, better reported from elsewhere. In New Zealand, the X-Times, Brian Clark says he heard it August 21st, opening with a prayer at 0854 UT, an ID and an anthem. Fair reception. Also reported from nearby Chile by Marcos Cox in the Condish list, September 18th at 0317, with some songs in Spanish and a program with the announcer responding to listeners who are calling in from La Paz. He says there's quite a bit of interference from China on 6020 and Marti on 6030, and it's even worse in North America. Last week we had a report from Dave Valco of Brazil's Radiodifusoras Roraima being reactivated just above 4875. Since then he's continued monitoring it. On September 22nd it was on 4877.6 at 0937. He says the signal just looks like a blob when zoomed in on the Perseus. Then that evening, September 23rd at midnight 21, it was on 4881.7 variable. A horribly distorted signal, but I could barely make out Portuguese, he says, about 5 kilohertz higher than it was in the morning. And the next morning, September 23rd at 10:08, it was still extremely distorted and drifting all the way up to 4884.8, nearly covering Rádio Clube Jupará in Brazil, 8 kilohertz higher than where it was yesterday at that time. 2 weeks ago, I mentioned that the Cambodian service, or KAMAI, of Radio Free Asia had landed on the same frequency as WWCR, 13845, for the one-hour broadcast at 12:30 UT, apparently via Sri Lanka, and causing considerable interference even over here to WWCR in case anyone would really want to listen to it. And that continued to be the case the following week, until September 23rd, when at 13:07 I found that RFA had shifted to 13850. So now it causes only adjacent channel instead of co-channel interference to WWCR. This still starts at 12:30 UT, sometimes barely audible, but before the hour is over, the signal in Cambodian comes in quite well. Yet another Canadian AM station is migrating voluntarily to FM. It's CKSB on 1050, which despite the commercial-sounding call sign is really the CBC French First Network affiliate for the Winnipeg market from Saint-Boniface. I guess they acquired it from an original private broadcaster. Sean Axelrod in Winnipeg reports to AMFMTVDX at QTH.net that he's hearing CKSB testing on 88.1 as of September 18th. They're already on FM, simulcasting 90.5 with 1050, but he says their ultimate frequency will be only on 88.1. Dave Valco has been comparing the exact frequencies of the twin CBC shortwave relays around 6160. As of September 21st, he reports at 0903 UT, an echo during the news from CBC Radio 1. So obviously both stations are coming in, but they separated programming at 0904. He says CKZN in Newfoundland has now gone below CKZU in Vancouver. N is on 6159.964 and U on 6159.974, just 10 hertz apart, close enough not to hear an audible heterodyne. And he says CKZN is drifting by a couple of hertz when looking at a screenshot. Among the many anomalies of Radio Havana, Cuba, noted this week, on 12120 again, September 25th at 0243, the Spanish service with a very strong signal instead of 6060, from which it was totally absent. So once again, Radio Cuba mistuned this transmitter to its second harmonic. It's not just additional leakage on two times the frequency, but a replacement. Thanks to an inquiry from Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia, who was already hearing this from Midnight 30 UT. Both of us had radio teletype interference, which it seems is almost always on 12120. For Hume, Cuba was underneath, and for me, Cuba was atop the radio teletype. I wondered if it would still be on 12120 after 0500 in English, but by then they had resumed 6060. Last time this happened was on June 1st. Some observations of Radio Oriental in Tena, Ecuador. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralph Brandy in New Jersey reports it on 4781.665, September 18th, at 2352. ID at 2359 and abruptly off the air. Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania was listening at the same time from 2356 and agrees it went off at midnight UT after a canned closing ID. Bob Wilkner and anonymous friend XM in South Florida report 4781.6 at 1110 to 1123 UT, September 20th. Rapid Spanish, a good signal, and the last station to fade out in the mornings. Africa watcher Thorsten Hallmann in Münster, Germany reports the external service of Ethiopia is drifting constantly upwards. As of September 24th, recently on parallel frequencies 7236.5 and 9566.5, very low audio on most occasions. Remember Vasily Strelnikov, who was a popular announcer on The Voice of Russia, or was it the Radio Moscow era? Kim Andrew Elliott reports a pirate station carrying a program he still produces called Vasily's Weekend on 6238, bilingual in Russian and English. Heard at 1733 UT, September 21st. No, not heard in D.C., but via the Twente SDR receiver in the Netherlands. Other reports of this soon came in. Evgeny T. in Minsk, Belarus, reporting to Deneb Radio DX and Open DX via RusDX, says this was heard in Minsk on 6238. Typically, it's broadcast through podcasts and sometimes a live broadcast on the internet. Today, one of his students included this on shortwave in AM, not SSB. Pirate Radio Vasily's Weekend. High-quality foreign music from the 80s to the present day and interactive with the audience, chatting and sending greetings. And a YouTube video was posted. Alexander Golovkin in Tolyatti, Russia, followed up that he thought it was Radio Mustang, a pirate, when he heard Russian on that frequency around 1700. It was weak. Came in best at 1850 until 1915. Then Andy Lavendel in Italy has more about this. He also heard it. I sent a short mail to Vasily, who replied by mail and read his message on the air. He says it's a rebroadcast from Sluwe Vos, a regular Dutch hobby pirate. I'd better spell that. S-L-U-W-E-V-O-S, who thanked him for the reception report, said he was surprised about the shortwave relay, but hoped there might be some other pirates carrying his program. You're tuned for World of Radio number 1688. Our website brings you a lot more information, worldofradio.com, especially if you consult the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 13-39, upon which this edition is based. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jim C. Scheidler in Stillwater, Oklahoma, W5JCS, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Via PayPal, U.S. funds are not necessarily necessary if you care to contribute from abroad. One may also contribute by U.S. postal money order or check to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Besides the broadcasts on certain dates Sundays from Radio Nord AM in Germany I mentioned last week, here's another station called Rock Live Radio. It's being carried by Radio 6150, which is actually on 6070, and which should be clearer now as long as CFRX Toronto continues to be off the air. The Rock Live Radio transmissions were scheduled for Sunday, September 22nd, which is too late, but also Sunday, September 29th from 1330 to 1730 UT on 6070, according to info on WRTH Facebook via Alan Pennington of the British DX Club. About the once-a-week UT Sunday broadcast of the mighty KBC Netherlands via Now in Germany, 7375, UT Sundays at midnight to 02 UT. When we tuned in on UT September 15th, they were missing. Craig Christ has the explanation. They started off okay, but went off the air at midnight 10, according to Eric Van Finnegan. This was due to thieves stealing cables at Nauen. The transmitters were automatically shut down. This also impacted their other broadcast on 6095. However, by the following week, the cables were repaired and everything was go for September 22nd, when we were hearing them again. On September 23rd, Ron Howard in California compiled a band scan on 60 meters of which all India radio stations were on the air and which ones were missing. Missing at first was 4775, but the next day, September 24th, AIR Imphal was heard again at a threshold level at 1213.35. Joe's Jacob in India confirmed that it was, in fact, AIR Imphal, back on the air as of September 24th, signing off at 1700 and signing on at midnight UT, but he says weak to no modulation, and the signal was weaker than in the past as well. Brace yourself for more and more DRM noise out of India, as All India Radio seems to be the number one proponent of switching to DRM. Joe's Jacob notified us that the 9870 transmitter of Bengaluru, normally in AM, would be testing in DRM at certain times on September 20th and 21st. Ron Howard in California was hearing this at 1242 UT September 20th in AM. Suddenly off at 1247, carrier off and on. Then at 12:53 back in AM, but then went to DRM until it went off at 12:55. Later at 13:15, he could hear both DRM and AM audio. Then Joe says, look out for more tests today at the same time around 12:45 UT in simulcast mode, both AM and DRM on nearby frequencies. But I wonder exactly what will be the AM frequency if the DRM is centered on 9870 or vice versa. All India Radio is really making a mess of the Sinhala service, which is supposed to be at midnight 45 to 0115 via two different sites, 11740 via Goa and 11985 via Delhi Kanpur. Occasionally they are both carrying this service, but a bit out of sync by a couple of seconds. But on other occasions, they're totally not in parallel. In fact, one time it even sounded like French on one of them. And I suspect that other times when they're not the same, one of them is carrying the Sindhi language service, which is starting at 0100, supposedly on other frequencies, all mixed up about which programming goes into which transmitter. Let us hope they do better with some special broadcasts. Alokesh Gupta informs in DX India, the annual special transmission for Mahalaya will be Friday, October 4th at 22:25 to midnight 15 UT I wonder if he means starting on UT Thursday. A special two-hour transmission of Sanskrit recitation and music, orated by the late Sri Birendra Krishna Vadra. All India Radio has been broadcasting this program since the early 1930s. The countdown of the Indian festival of Durga Puja starts from the day of Mahalaya. It's expected to be on several of the 60-meter band AIR frequencies, as well as 9425 and 9470, as well as medium wave. Mahalaya is about invoking the Mother Goddess. Furthermore, already running is a special service in Urdu for Hajj pilgrims from India to Saudi Arabia. It's at 0530 to 06 UT on 11670, 15770, and possibly also 15210. It lasts through the Hajj season until mid-October, says Joe's Jacob. Here are some interesting, possibly contentious broadcasts from Iran, if only we could understand the languages. I heard the end of their Hebrew service on 15240, September 23rd at 1228. They were playing the interval signal afterwards. It's supposed to start at 1200. Then Harold Sellers in British Columbia hears what's listed as the Voice of Palestinian program on 9610, September 21st at 0333 in Arabic. Music bridges included Chariots of Fire. Iran also relays Al-Quds TV, Quds, of course, being named for Jerusalem, which is sort of like Americans naming a radio station for Marti. This was September 19th at 0231 on 11660. Luca Botafiore in Italy reports to Playdx that the Albanian service from Iran on 9830, very strong, was also putting distorted spurious signals September 20th at 2121 between 9890 and 9910, and on the other side from 9750 to 9770. Oh, I meant to say the Al-Quds logging was by Claudio Galas in Chile. NBCDX Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports, a terrible spurious Korean jamming mixture spur on 7196.310 at 1530 UT, September 12th. Similar to other North Korean jamming on the 6 MHz band, he was hearing it via a remote receiver in Thailand and figures out it's according to this formula. 2 times 6600 equals 13200. Minus 6003 equals 7197, or as I would put it, a leapfrog of 6003 over 6600. In BCDX, Michael Betke in Germany hears from the German service of China Radio International that the hours relayed via Luxembourg medium wave 1440 have been extended as of September 23rd, now 06 to 11 and 18 to 23 UT. Still long gone from shortwave, but David Koenig reports that Malawi Broadcasting Corporation has re-established a web presence and has resumed streaming online after being off for several years. Both their radio channels and television are at mbc.mw. Rick Barton in El Mirage, Arizona, has been hearing a strong open carrier in the mornings on 1630, and finally he's been able to find out what station is doing it because he heard a sign-on at the unusual time of 1310 UT after the Mexican anthem of XEUT in Tijuana. I have a hard time hearing Radio Mil Mexico City on their curtailed evening-only schedule when interference is worst on 6010, but Ron Howard in California confirms they are still on the air, 30 hertz below 6010, heard September 25th, past 0417. Other dates, such as September 23rd, they signed off at 0359 after the national anthem. On September 25th, I was up earlier than usual at 1047 UT, so I was able to hear the only American station on 4810, it must have been, Radio Logos in Chasuta, Peru, Andean music from 1047, fading after 1100. With one international shortwave station after another abandoning the medium, here's some surprising and very welcome news. One of them is planning a comeback. Radio Slovakia International. Wolfgang Büschel reports in BCDX they plan to resume their 30-minute broadcasts on January 1st. They've already registered a schedule looking much like the old one for the B-13 season, so we may expect to hear English again at 01UT on 6040 and 9440, although it may not be identical since other stations may have usurped some of the frequencies they previously abandoned. The reactivation plans came from sw-radio.blogspot.de, which says RSI for the year 2014 were awarded funds again for shortwave broadcasting, they announced, which also surprised the German section of the station. And there are also plans to make some of the broadcasts in DRM. The transmissions will again be their very own site at Rimavská Sobota, which I guess must have been kept in mothballs ready for reuse. As we reported, Radio Hargeisa Somaliland disappeared from 7120 after September 5th, but they resumed on September 24th, as noted by Ron Howard in California around 1337 UT, and also by Koji Hashimoto in Japan until sign-off around 1900. I was even hearing a just barely audible carrier on 7120 around 1330 September 25th, but the best time for us should be around the previous sign-on 0330 on 7120. September 22nd at 0115, I heard the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation on 11905. Good signal, but with heavy flutter opening in Hindi, but pronouncing the station name in English. The broadcast is mixed Hindi and English, supposedly until 0330. But it was on and off. They're really having problems with that transmitter, as others have also noted. Still no shortwave from Syria, but Derek Lynch in Ireland says it's much easier to hear their 600 kilowatts from Tartus on 783 variable than in the past, perhaps due to the absence of German stations. September 23rd at 19 UT, when Spain was nulled out, Syria was on its own and surprisingly strong. Ideas Idat il Dimash. NBCDX Wolfgang Büschel reports a crash start of Tajikistan at 02 UT after a test tone on 7245 September 16th. Probably our best chance in North America as well to hear that external service as long as Mauritania is missing. I was pleased to run across an unscheduled broadcast of Marion's Attic on WBCQ 5110, UT Tuesday, September 24th, after 0100. Larry Will says there was an extra airing of World of Radio on Area 51 5110 last UT Monday at 0240. The dominant X-band station around here on 1680 KRJO in Louisiana has changed format once again. No longer news talk or business radio, but Country Legends 1680, which I first heard September 24th. Still a mystery, slightly below 4710, an apparent third harmonic in Spanish. Dave Faulkner hearing it September 20th, before 1000, and fading by 1028. Also heard by Bob Wilkner in Florida September 23rd, with some audio 1045 to 1050. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is peaking at 10 and 3, September 29th, October 1st, and 15th. Solar flux up and down between 95 and 105, peaking October 7th and 12th, and down to 90 by October 16th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1688.